My dear brothers and sisters, both the first and second readings remind us to be holy. And I think few of us, if asked to describe ourselves, would be audacious enough to say, "I am holy." Remember when the woman caught in adultery is brought before the Lord. The Lord says, "Let the one who is without sin be the first to cast a stone." Someone made a funny little commentary on that, in which, in an alternative universe, the woman caught in adultery all of a sudden says, "Ouch," as a stone hit her. And Jesus looks up and says, "Mom, stop that." Other than the Blessed Virgin Mary, conceived without sin, who of us can say, "I am holy"? And yet the second reading, St. Paul says to the Corinthians, "For the temple of God, which you are, is holy." You and I have been created in the image and likeness of God, who is holiness itself. And that's why God says, "Be holy as I am holy." What does it look like for us to become holy? Well, first of all, there's a struggle. A struggle against temptation. There's a struggle for us to rise to a new level of action. And that struggle is one that you and I have to engage with our whole heart, cooperating with the grace of God which is given to us. Mother Teresa of Calcutta would say that as we go to confession, we become sinners without sin. That is, we always retain that sense of our weakness, of how easy it is for us to stumble. And yet, by the power of God at work within us, we can be free from sin. And that's the invitation to holiness. What happened at our baptism is that the Holy Spirit descended into our souls and took possession of us as a living temple. And you and I, from that moment, have a vocation to be a saint, to be holy, and nothing less. Sometimes, too often, we excuse ourselves, say, "I'm no saint." Stop. For that is what we are called to be. Saints. Now, this Wednesday, we begin the holy season of Lent. And it's a great reminder to us, both of the fact that we fall short of holiness, but the fact that we are called to holiness. Not to give up, not to give in to complacency. We can do this with the power of God at work in our souls. We can do this. And Jesus in today's gospel gives us a very important aspect of what doing this, what becoming holy looks like. It means setting aside the way in the world people treat one another and beginning to act as God treats us. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. What is that? Transactional. I give you this and you give me that. There's an exchange. And we want to measure that exchange. We want to make sure that it's even Steven. But that's not the way that God acts. So you and I need to move from transactional thinking, and more specifically, transactional loving, to gift thinking and gift loving. You and I are loved infinitely and unconditionally. That's God's love for us. And all God asks is that we share that gift with one another. That when we see each other at our worst, that we treat those around us as God treats us when he sees us at our worst. That the gratitude for the gift of his merciful love makes us generous in sharing that love. Not waiting for the other person to deserve it, to earn it. Gift. And that's what Jesus says separates us from the pagans and the tax collectors. They love their own. They love the people who love them. We are called to a higher standard, to love even our enemies. I am blessed to be able to work with engaged couples in my ministry, and I remind them that other than on the day of their wedding, and maybe on their 50th wedding anniversary, most of those other days in between, they're not going to be at 100% in loving each other. Now, we're called to a mutuality of self-gift, a mutuality of love in marriage. But sometimes one spouse is at 95% loving and the other is about 35% loving. Sometimes they're both at 50%. But rarely are they both on the same day at the same time at 100% loving. How do we deal with that? If we're in transactional thinking, we don't deal with it well. Oh, that's the way you're going to be today. Well, then let me adjust my love dial about 5 degrees less than where you are right now. See how you like that. And so we start the downward spiral. No. It's about gift. It's about generosity. Generosity proceeding from the love that we have been given so generously by God. Looking around us and seeing the world, all the imperfect people, we need to realize right away, some people are going to love us and some people aren't. Some people are going to love us some days and not other days. But I am loved always with an infinite love by God. That's where my peace comes. Not how the other people around me are treating me, but how I am an infinitely beloved child of God. And that's what the Holy Spirit within us is trying to remind us. It's the Spirit of love. And that Spirit of love that brings God's love to us wants to work through us to bring that love to the people around us. My dear brothers and sisters, let's move from transaction to gift. And as you discern what it is that this Lent you're going to embrace in practical steps, how can I work towards that holiness to which I've been called? Maybe let that thought of gift be as part of that discernment. What will help me make my life more a gift? Giving of myself in love to God, giving of myself in love to those around me. Be holy. God would not ask it of us if he did not make it possible. Be holy. Love with the love that God has loved you with. This is the beauty and the dignity of our Christian life. To learn how to shape our hearts to love as our God loves.